Congressman Thornberry, 2190.
Congressman?
Mr. President, how are you, sir?
Did you get back all right?
Yes, sir.
Have a good Thanksgiving?
Sure did.
Well,
I sent you their love.
Well, I went up to church without you this Sunday, and the preacher took Uncle Robert with me.
Well, you took better company for the church, but I missed being with you.
Tell me, what's happening in your rules committee? Looks like your man's gone on a sit down.
Yes, he has. As I understand it, the speaker talked to him and said, asked him to give the committee on rules an opportunity to vote to grant a rule before Christmas, and that he wouldn't take it up until January, and the chairman turned him down. I talked to two or three other members, tipping some of them, and to see if they thought we'd have a chance to get it out. They think not. The Republicans apparently not willing to join up. We need three Republicans to do something about it. They're now working, as you know, on a discharge petition, and I just finished talking to the speaker a moment ago. I just said to the speaker, I want to be sure that we don't have any problems on rules here, that we get started on something and I leave, and I wonder what to do about it. And he said, well, I tell you now, it sure would help me if Young would sign a discharge petition. And I told him, I said, well, he'll do that. I hope he has some company from Texas, and that's what we're trying to work on.
God, I hope so. I hope so. That is reckless. I talked to Albert this morning. He indicated he's against it, and I told him I sure hope he'd sign it, and he said, all right.
Yes, and he had a group of us over in his committee room. It's going to be difficult, Mr. President. I don't think you can have too many, but I think Jim Wright will do it. I think Albert will. Of course, I will. John Young will. I would hope Henry Gonzalez would. He's not at the meeting. Nobody else committed themselves, though. He just explored it and talked about it.
What about Jack Brooks?
He's not here.
I'd think he would, though, because he voted for the report to bill.
I would sure think he would, and I hope he would. That would be six, and I would say that that's about the best you could do. I don't know. I could see that George and Tiger and Bob and Omar. I just don't know. Maybe we can get one or two more, but I just...
Patman can, Beckwith can, and...
Kilgore ought to, but whether he will or not, I don't know. I told Walter to be sure and call him. I don't know whether he did or not. He ought to be called and asked to do it. He could help, if he would. That's about where you are. It's going to be tough unless we can get some Republicans to join in. I don't know. Maybe.
How many Republicans would normally do it?
I'd say about 25.
They indicated 35 down there this morning, a possibility of 165 Democrats and 35 Republicans to start with. See, if they do that on the first day, they'd get to 218.
Yeah, that's right. You got some resentment that Dick Bolton jumped into this thing, and I understand they're going to have Manny introduce it.
Looked to me like it would be a lot better if Albert did it.
Talking about Albert Thomas?
Carl Albert.
Oh, I asked Carl to do it, but he said, what are you going to do about running over the chairman?
Well, a chairman that won't even give you a hearing, you just have to.
No, I'm talking about Manny Seller.
I tell Manny Seller to be the Democratic majority leader, would point up the Republican Party and their weakness better, and point out to the party of Lincoln wouldn't do anything, and our own majority leader went down and did it. That's the way I did in the Senate.
Well, I think that's right.
And I think it's a lot better. I think Manny Seller, a lot of them will use it. They don't want to go with Seller.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I think that all of them like Albert.
I do, too. I suggest Carl Albert. He said he would do it, but how could he get around? I think Speaker's hard to ask Manny Seller to do it. That's right. I agree 100%. I went to him right afternoon and said, I sure wish you'd do it. He said, well, I'd be glad to, but how can you now get around Manny Seller? They were trying to get around Dick Bolin, you see.
Yeah.
We've got to manage to do it. But let me talk to
him. Talk to him and just ask him if he doesn't think that it'll put Halleck on more of a spot if the majority leader of the Democrats do it and the Republicans run.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is an unusual question. It's a highly moral question. This is one that they've had since May. This is one that they were perfectly willing to go into January with if they'd give him any hearing at all. But he just wouldn't have them a hearing till it meant the defeat of the bill. And in light of that, no leader can just stand there and let one chairman refuse to give him a hearing, so he's going to try to get him a hearing before the committee of the whole. And I think he could justify an exception in this one case on that attitude, and I think that would contrast to what the Republicans have done. Here's a Democratic leader willing to do it, got his name on it, but he told me, I talked to him, and he told me he would be glad to do it.
With a car?
Yeah.
Oh, I know he will. Told me he would. And I didn't know you'd talk to him, but what I told him, I'd got to talk to the speaker now.
Yeah. Got to handle it some graceful way, but just tell him the members think it'd be better if the majority leader did it. And boy, then everybody didn't go along. There'd be a question about that.
All right, let me.
Everybody except the Southerners. Now, will all the rest of them except the Southerners pretty well go?
Yes, I think so.
How many Southerners have you got?
Well, you've got a hardcore Southerners.
80?
Yes.
And how many total Democrats?
Well, let's see, about, 235? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's about where I figure. Maybe it's more than that, but not many more than that. 240, I just have to remember. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Now, those 80 count to Texans, don't they?
Yes. I don't know about the border state Democrats, mm-hmm. what they do. Tennessee, Kentucky, Oklahoma. I don't know what they do. That's going to be a question.
Well, are they included in 80?
No,
sir. 80 is just Mississippi, Carolinas, and Alabama,
Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, you see, Florida. I'm adding a count of Florida. Now, you might get one or two, but I doubt it. Florida. Might get the Miami representative, but I don't know.
George Mathis think we'll get two, Pepper and Purcell.
Purcell, that's mine.
Okay, much obliged. Right. And call me back. Maybe you come by after a while.
Whatever you say.
You call me back after you visit around some.
All right. Bye. Bye.